Finally, someone else is willing to take a stand. Finally, we have a young woman with a massive platform. We have a young woman who, on the surface, should be immune from the punishment of cancellation from deacons at Woke United Methodist. Now, Angel Reese is certainly not the first woman to take a stand on this issue. Riley Gaines, Sage Steele, Sam Ponder from ESPN. But the difference between those three women and Angel Reese, Angel Reese has a platform. She has influence with a different demographic, more specifically, a younger demographic. Riley Gaines is doing incredible work, but she's mainly preaching to the choir at this point. Same with Sage Steele. Angel Reese, she has the power to influence a demographic that more than likely isn't listening to Riley Gaines and Sage Steele. Years ago, when we first started reporting about Leah Thomas here on the channel, I told you guys that swimming was just the beginning. If Leah Thomas and the supersized propeller were allowed to compete against women in collegiate swimming with minimal resistance, it would only be the beginning. Deacons at Woke United Methodist, they called this progress. Normal people called it a lot of things. Progress wasn't one of them. But back then, I told you guys this issue would make its way to the high school level. Deacons would start including young men aspiring to be women in non-contact sports like track and field, golf, tennis. They would continue to push the boundaries until biological men were allowed to compete in full contact sports like, I don't know, basketball. Late last week, our fearless leader, John Biden, was busy focusing on the really important issues. Johnny B, he was focusing on the issues that really matter. You know what? Speaking of Johnny B. Biden, check this out. Oh, it's my picture of Smelly Jamelly there. Here is one of the shirts that's going to be included when the merch line launches, hopefully later this week. As you can see, I decided to honor our fearless leader by giving him his proper title. Obviously, that's not president. The appropriate title for Johnny B. Biden is huge embarrassing failure. I mean, after all, John Biden has the distinction of being the first winner of the annual Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards. But anyway, last week, Johnny B. Biden, he was focusing on the issues that really matter. What, Casey, was he devising a strategy to fix the southern border? What the hell is wrong with the southern border? I thought the southern border was operating just as John Biden designed it. I know millions of people want current laws to be enforced. I know millions of people want the southern border closed, but why would John Biden close the southern border when he was the one who sent out the invitations? You think people leaving luxurious huts in Guatemala are coming to this country uninvited? The good people of Guatemala, they're not party crashers. They don't show up uninvited. During his campaign in 2020, our fearless leader, he pretty much invited them here. So the border is operating as designed. There's nothing to fix. The important issue that John Biden was focusing on last week, it pertained to protecting women. Well, KC, that sounds great. Everyone should support protecting women. Damn right they should. I will always support protecting women. However, the women we want to protect, these aren't the same women that John Biden was focusing on protecting. You see, the women Johnny wants to protect, you need the assistance of a biologist to confirm their gender. Last week, John Biden made a few changes to Title IX, just a few minor tweaks. From what I understand, under these new guidelines from our fearless leader, schools are no longer allowed to separate people based on their gender identity. Keyword, identity. We're not talking about separation based on gender. We are talking about separation based on identity. For example, Peter decides to identify as Drita. The school is not allowed to prevent Peter from using the facilities in the women's locker room. I mean, sounds great, right? If it's that time of the month for Peter, he might require some of the amenities offered in the women's locker room that might not be available in the men's locker room. But hell, nowadays, with some believing that men have the ability to get pregnant, maybe these amenities are being offered in both locker rooms. Either way, The school would not be allowed to prevent Peter from using the locker room of his chosen gender. Supposedly, there was going to be another provision in these guidelines that prohibited schools from outright banning biological men from competing in women's sports. According to Fox News, that provision was probably delayed because it's an election year and John Biden didn't want to give Republicans something to use against him in the presidential campaign. You know, as if Republicans didn't already have enough to use against Johnny B. Biden. But even though it's being delayed for now, if we get four more years of John Biden, God forbid we get four more years of this disastrous administration. But if we do, we could see our fearless leader prohibit schools from banning transgender athletes from competing against the gender they are choosing to identify with. Which, that would be great news for Dawn Staley, right? Remember a couple of weeks ago when Dawn Staley was asked if she supported biological men competing in women's college basketball? Most people are kind of confused with this issue. Most people can't understand why biological men would want to compete in women's college basketball when men's basketball has a larger audience. They draw bigger ratings. Outside of this season, men's basketball has always been a bigger draw when compared to women's college basketball. And now that Caitlin Clark has sacrificed her final year of professional basketball to become a pooper swooper in the WNBA dump, women's college basketball more than likely will return to being an afterthought. But even with that being the case, Dawn Staley claims to support men identifying as women and competing in women's college basketball. Leading up to the national championship, someone from OutKick asked Dawn Staley about her stance on this issue. Watch her response.
I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman or and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play.
Dawn Staley seems to be on board. Dawn Staley seems to be somewhat supportive. Hell yeah, I support this. I just lost Camila Cardosa. You know how difficult it is to find a biological woman that's 6'7"? I can find a biological man that size in the gender-neutral bathroom at Club Shay Shay. From a coaching perspective, from a competitive perspective, I guess I can understand where Dawn Staley is coming from. It would make her job easier, but what about a player's perspective? The women directly impacted by this, what do they think? How do they feel about it? Earlier this morning, we might have found out how one particular player feels about it. Check it out for yourself. Protect young women in sports. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but I'm pretty sure the young women Angel Reese is talking about are young women like herself. This tweet, it quickly gained traction with over 1 million views in a matter of minutes. As of the recording of this video, which is about 5:30 in the afternoon on Monday, the tweet had almost 4 million views. Now, for starters, this was a brilliant move by Angel Reese. I like Angel Reese. I don't always agree with her. I don't like how she tries to play the ultimate victim at times. But overall, I do like Angel Reese. One thing I will always give her credit for, Angel Reese is smart. She knew exactly what she was doing when she sent this tweet. Because she left it open for interpretation. She brilliantly manipulated both sides of the media. The side filled with wanker spankers, they interpreted this tweet as Angel Reese saying, "Protect young women in sports from sexualization." After LSU lost to Katie Rue Clark and the group of role players from Iowa, Angel Reese, she complained about being over-sexualized on social media. So that could be what she was talking about. However, I don't think that's the case. Again, I'm speculating here because Angel Reese did not specify, but I think she was reacting to the guidelines that were implemented last week by John Biden. I think she was reacting to this push for transgender involvement in women's sports. For years now, I have been saying that young women would have to put a stop to this. Conservative media, Fox News, New York Post, OutKick, people like myself and other YouTubers who have discussed the issue, there's only so much we can do. We can shine a light on it, we can bring it to your attention, but after a while, we're just speaking to the choir. In order for things to change, it's going to be up to the young women who are directly affected by it. Well, KC, that doesn't sound fair. Yeah, it's not fair. This is why I said a few weeks ago, Dawn Staley supporting biological men and women's college basketball, it was so damaging. Now that Caitlin Clark is gone, Dawn Staley is back to being the face of women's college basketball. She is the leader. When people think of women's college basketball, they think of Dawn Staley. With the face of the sport supporting it, it's only a matter of time before it happens. Unless the young women involved take a stand. By sending this tweet, I think Angel Reese was subtly taking a stand. Again, the way she did it was brilliant. She managed to please both sides with one tweet. Woke media can't get mad at her, and conservative media is praising her. I think we could be close to seeing a transgender player in the WNBA. Well, KC, what about Laysha Clarendon? She's the first non-binary transgender player in the WNBA. Yeah. Yeah, but wasn't Laysha Clarendon born female? I like Laysha Clarendon too because she makes things simple. She makes it impossible to misgender. According to an interview with her from 2020, Laysha Clarendon uses she, her, they, them, and he, him pronouns. So there's just no way to commit the crime of misgendering. Like I said, I think we are close to seeing the first biological male competing in the WNBA. Like I told you guys last week, there's already a policy in the WNBA that would allow this to happen. If it does, it is going to be very interesting to see how the mainstream media handles it. Believe it or not, I think some, maybe even most WNBA players would be against it. Sure, it would be supported by Bob Griner. It would be supported by former WNBA players like the Sue Bird who wouldn't be directly affected by it. But players like Kelsey the Plumber, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, I think they would be against it. Either way, it would be interesting to see how the mainstream media reacts to it. Because the WNBA is heavily protected by the mainstream media, allowing players who were born with added equipment to compete, it would lead to the destruction of the WNBA. What would the media do to a league they like to protect? Would they be advocates for it, which would lead to its destruction, or would the media be against it? You tell me. Also, give me your thoughts on Angel Reese. She left the tweet open for interpretation, but it seems like she is taking a subtle stand against transgender participation in women's sports. Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.